Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Stephanie Officer, and here are today's top local stories.
We are getting word into the 1010 Winds newsroom that there has been a shooting at 307 Eastern Parkway. Of course, this is coming while it is very crowded and celebrations are ensuing during the 57th annual West Indian Day Parade. So stay with us. We are continuing to gather those details, but once again, we are getting word into the 1010 Winds newsroom that there has been a shooting on Eastern Parkway, 307 Eastern Parkway to be exact, during the annual West Indian Day Parade. But earlier, festivities did step off without a hitch, as more than a million people are fêting along Eastern Parkway.
Love, fun, food, and fête are the common words attendees use to describe the air of the West Indian Day Parade. Eastern Parkway is officially packed, and for some, the journey to the end has just begun. But they love it.
It's home without having to go home. I grew up coming here ever since I was a little girl, and I used to watch the people hop the fence, and I used to be like, I'm gonna do that, and now I do that.
Folks here take pride in their island, and they wanted to share who they're representing today.
Shout out Haiti, shout out Grenada.
Jamaica. Bahia.
Trinidad and Haiti.
And I'm representing Belize and Puerto Rico.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Eastern Parkway.
Here in the city, you can expect delays as pro-Palestinian protesters gather for what is being billed as a national march for Gaza.
The protest and march organized by the groups Within Our Lifetime and Healthcare Workers for Palestine comes a day after a huge gathering in Central Park to mourn the loss of six Israeli hostages in Gaza. In the crowd, there are also voices for peace on both sides. Mitch Bacharach from Yonkers is with the group Standing Together.
I think that there are a majority of people on both sides that if they're given a viable vision, a viable path towards peace, would clearly be in favor of it. The trouble is the leadership is not providing that.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Union Square.
Well, it's about time to get up and go or come back, depending on which direction you're heading in. One thing is for sure, if you're traveling this Labor Day, you're certainly not alone. Millions are on the move. AAA says if you're heading by land, plan for some heavy traffic. Experts say the best time to start heading home is already passed. It was 10 a.m. Worst time you can leave is now until 8 p.m. But here is the silver lining. AAA says drivers can expect to shell out less for gas this year. Prices are expected to be around $3.50. New Jersey Transit's fare holiday runs out today. It's the last day where you can catch a ride on NJ Transit trains, buses, and light rail at no cost. The agency's fare holiday started August 26th. Beginning tomorrow, you're back to being charged. The fare holiday was implemented as a thank you of sorts for riders who have had to put up with all kinds of delays and disruptions this summer. At least two people are in the hospital after a Bronx shooting happened around 2 this morning at the Cuddy Lounge on Boston Road in Allerton. Police say a 40-year-old man got kicked out of the lounge, but instead of going home, he went to his car, grabbed a gun, went back inside and started shooting, hit an employee in the leg. An off-duty New York State parole officer who also happened to be at the bar returned fire, hit the suspect several times. The suspect went back to his car, tried to drive off, but hit a pole instead. The victim hospitalized in stable condition. So is the suspect. He is in critical condition.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.